Praise be Jesus and Mary. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. These words are an invitation to all of us, to you and to me. For all of us, without exception, feel the burdens of life to some degree or another. The sorrows, the pains, the trials of this earthly life. So we have to admit, especially as life goes on, this world is no paradise. Some would even say it's a valley of tears. We've heard that expression, and there's a lot of truth to that. We live in a valley of tears. And since we all long for nothing less than paradise, for the perfect, unending joy, peace, and happiness of heaven, that perfect and eternal communion with God, then anything less than that will never quite fully satisfy the heart's deepest yearnings. Psalm 42 describes our condition very beautifully and very accurately when it says, "As a deer longs for flowing streams, so my soul longs for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and behold the face of God?" And then the same goes for St. Augustine's well-known prayer at the beginning of his confessions. This prayer we can make our own. "Thou hast made us for thyself, O God, and our hearts are restless until they rest in thee." So if you can identify with these sentiments, then that's a very good thing. You'd be perfectly normal, perfectly human, and you're rightfully conscious of a simple yet all-important truth. You're not home yet. You're still a pilgrim and stranger on this earth. And therefore, your heart must not be set on the things of this world, but rather on the things above. So yes, this life can definitely feel burdensome at times. Some would say most of the time it's burdensome, or even all the time, depending on how heavy a cross one might experience or how much suffering one has to face. But Jesus' invitation remains open. "Come to me, and I will give you rest." The question is, are we responding to that invitation? How do we respond to that invitation? I can think of no better way, no more concrete or practical way, than going to Jesus in person, where he can be found most easily, in the most blessed sacrament, in Holy Communion, at every Holy Mass, in the tabernacle, or in the monstrance, in our churches, or in our adoration chapels, where Jesus always awaits us in person, and he never ceases to repeat to us, "Come to me, and I will give you rest." So earlier it was said that this world is not paradise. We sense that very, very clearly as life goes on. But with Jesus in the most blessed sacrament, in our very midst, in our lives, especially if we place him in the center of our lives, Jesus Eucharistic, a bit of heaven, the very essence of heaven, heaven in person, we could say, can be ours, is ours. And the rest, the peace that the blessed already enjoy in heaven, that too can be ours or is ours, not completely, but in part. And we need that part, that bit of heaven here on earth. And our Lord Jesus greatly desires to give it to us. "Come to me, and I will give you rest." Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Christus.